Well, it's a waiting on the cash type of perspective after some early sales earlier in the week. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson is joining us today with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And, you know, we saw that Tuesday bid action and I think got some hopes up that we might have seen everything wrapped up by a Thursday, but that isn't what's going on.
Yeah, it's not what has went on so far yet, Susan. And yeah, it's kind of interesting because we had a similar type of development last week with the cash and how it developed pretty early in the South. And then by the end of the week, they got quite a bit more than where they started the week at. So it paid to be patient last week. And perhaps that's what some of the people are thinking so far here. But the other interesting thing, and the people that I've talked to, most of the majors are, you know, kind of cleaned up, but there's one of the majors that is still kind of laying in the weeds and hasn't been real active. So the question is, are they just going to kind of punt on this week? Do they have enough already that through contracts or what have you, that they don't need to be real active? But I think all the Packers are going to have to be somewhat active. So we'll see what transpires. You know, the other thing that we need to pay attention to is when you look at slaughter and weights were reported earlier today, slaughter was down quite a bit week over week with only 487,000 being killed last week. That would be down about 88,000 from the week prior. Live weight was just a tick higher at 1424 with steers down 2 pounds and the dress weight being down 2 pounds. Heifers or steers were down 4 pounds and heifers were steady. So meat production dropped off just a little bit last week, and like you and I were kind of joking before we came on, that's a big concern. It came out of the administration earlier this week that grocery prices are up about 2.3% year over year, which the biggest contributor to that overall was the meat price. And we're seeing meat at record highs, and I think we're going to continue to see that here for some time until we can really get this herd rebuilding started off. And the one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize or perhaps overlook is we're going to have to see a little more contraction before we really see this rebuilding process start to take hold. So when will the consumer push back at the meat counter? I don't know. When will they look for alternatives? We've been kind of looking for that and wondering about that for some time now, but we just haven't quite seen the real pushback yet.
So looking on the grain side of it, I mean, obviously the WASDE report was pretty uneventful for them. Anything that you can take away from it that might reflect going into this next month?
At the end of the day, like you said, I think that the WASDE report was pretty uneventful, and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that, that we can take out of there at the end. But one thing is that our carryout is shrinking, especially from last year to this year. The 24-25 U.S. ending stocks were at 1.36. In May, they were 1.415. They're projecting the carryout of 1.75 billion bushel on the corn for 25-26. That's down just a little bit. So even though the shifts are very small and very marginal, they are moving in the correct direction, or, you know, in more of a friendly direction for the grains overall. The other thing I will say is that even with all the trade rhetoric that is going on and, and how favorable things have been in South America, the exports have been pretty favorable coming out of the United States. We're running at a clip that's a little higher than a year ago. And I think that's a big thing that we need to pay attention to, because even if we do have a bountiful supply, if we're able to, get rid of it in in a few different ways, shapes, or forms, then I think that is supportive to the crop overall and something that we need to be paying attention to. The other thing that I will say is there's been a few reports, and if you look at the crop progress report, there's some pretty critical areas, mainly northern Indiana and into Ohio, where they haven't gotten their corn in the ground yet. And from the people that I've talked to or, you know, seen comments from, they probably won't get it in for a little bit yet. So I think overall, you know, assuming that they get it in today, let's say nearly the middle of June, that's well behind pace. And that could really drag on the national yield overall. But, you know, that's going to take some time to develop overall. And, you know, we'll see how the rest of the growing season is for those areas.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, David. David Erickson joining us. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Thursday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.